Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is one of them songs that always start fights at the roller rink when this,
really?
When this would come on.
Why?
Because it's kung fu fighting, right? And everybody just start acting, you know, pulling out their bad Bruce Lee moves while they're roller skating on top of that. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app, and thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday morning. Sam and I got an 8 o'clock hour. It's going to be kind of busy. Got Joe Patrick joining us. Going to get a set for Falcons and Carolina today. But I'm kind of excited about bringing this guest on here. This is the casting call segment. I let you guys know about stuff that's going on in the industry, how you could be extras. And this is probably going to be the last week where I drive you toward what's going on behind the camera. So use this week if you are looking to, you know, get that certificate from the Georgia Department of Labor for any minors in the family. Got a couple voiceover contacts. Bill Seller, who's an individual. You got Atlanta Voiceover Studio, brick and mortar location where they also do workshops and all manner of recordings over there. And then behind the camera job opportunities. That's the first one after you get the acting opportunities in front of the camera, which walks you through where to find the help wanted that are posted on a regular basis. But coming up in 2025, I'm going to do my best to try to incorporate other aspects of the industry on this segment. And while I don't want to do a deep dive into some of the things I'm going to be hopefully bringing to you with this gentleman, I thought this is the perfect person to have start off this year. Sam, I was out in Tyrone, Georgia yesterday.
Okay.
You've been out there before?
I have.
And went out to a place called The Vault. I had been speaking with one Chris Brewster for a while. The other thing is, Chris, when I talked to him yesterday, I had forgotten that he and I had probably drank from the same water fountain, because me being from Chicago, I used to go out I-80 all the time straight west, and the band played in DeKalb, Illinois, Northern Illinois University. I told you we'd go out there. Then the next stop straight west was Rochelle. And I say that as I welcome this guest on here, Chris Brewster. Welcome to Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I forgot to mention that to you yesterday, buddy. We were out in the same area.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing fine there. Listen, Chris, I got a lot to talk to you about, but I have introduced you to the audience in talking about your stunt work or a little bit of it. But you are the gold standard when it comes to this industry and doing what you do. So I want to take this a little slowly. I want to start off by letting you tell our audience, before you became a stuntman, let's just say you walked into one of the big studios and you want to do stunt work or you want to get your certificate, and they say, yeah, well, what did you do? What have you done athletically or physically to let us believe you can be a good stuntman? And run down what you told me, the things that you had done before you became what you are today.
Gotcha. Well, before I got into the stunt world, I didn't realize, but I apparently have been training to be a superhero my entire life. I started martial arts at the age of 4, and all martial arts can pretty much be divided into 2 categories. There's MMA, all the stuff that like works in the ring. It works in a street fight. It's the stuff that doesn't look pretty, but it is very, very effective. And then there's XMA, the extreme martial arts, which are based on like dancing principles. And it's taking the more aesthetic pieces of each martial art and combining them with like dancing and acrobatics. And I spent my entire life doing that. I had 13 world titles in fighting and forms and weapons. And basically, we treated the martial arts the same way that people treat gymnastics. You would step into a ring and you would perform by yourself. And you would basically be pretending to fight multiple people and put on a routine that was judged on its complexity, the performance of each technique, your stances, your kicks, all of that. And I did that for many, many years. And that kind of opened the door for me to do that as superheroes and as as main characters who are fighting on TV and film.
So again, Chris Brewster joining Sam and Greg Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, we get your back credentials out of the way here. You get into the industry, you start working, and the list of, can you say the name of the actors or the characters, however you want to put it, that you have worked with, some of the ones that our audience would know, and it's, you know, you might not have enough time to list all of them, but just the ones that would make people go, holy, you know what?
Well, I could make it simple. I mean, I've been primarily focused on Marvel and DC for the last decade and a half. So almost every Marvel film that has come out in the last 15 years, I have either doubled the main character or fought the main character or designed all of the action for it. I mean, I spend a lot of time doing action design, which is basically choreographing the movement and kind of telling the story through action sequences instead of just, you know, a fight happens and it's just like an old school brawl where you're not really doing anything. We're in a much more modern state of telling punches, telling stories through punches and kicks and kind of using the movement as our dialogue in a fight.
So, Chris, I got blessed to be in the last Spider-Man coming home. Now, I didn't have any kind of fights going on with me, but people who have seen that movie know what Spider-Man does throughout this thing. When you guys are doing a scene, when you are going to fight the main character, or you are you're doubling for the main character, and you have a scene, how long, days wise, hour wise, week wise, do you have to rehearse that with everybody?
Well, the funny thing about the stunt world and the entertainment world is there is no locked in system. So every single project is completely different. When I worked on Iron Man 3, I was doubling Killy and I was doubling Guy Pearce, who was the main bad guy. And he had a fight scene with Iron Man. It was the big finale. So we had about 5 months to just practice that same fight over and over and over and really, really perfect every aspect of that fight. Then I doubled Daredevil, and, you know, we did a fight scene in a hallway that ended up going super viral. And I mean, it's still to this day, most people's favorite part of that show. And I was given the challenge on a Sunday that we wanted to do this big massive fight scene and shoot it in one single take, and we performed it that Wednesday. So I literally had 2 days to choreograph and, you know, train the people that I was fighting with, get them all up to speed, kind of get the dance down. We pre-vised it, which is kind of like a stunt concept. We shoot the actual scene to show the director and show all of the producers and make sure that, you know, we are telling their story. Because at the end of the day, you know, it's not a matter of us just kind of doing our own thing. We are basically trying to take those words of the script and take the director's vision and apply that to what we're doing. So, you know, we basically met on Monday, choreographed the entire fight, spent all day practicing it, shot it at the end of the day Monday, gave it to the director and producer, got a bunch of notes from them, came in, tweaked it on Tuesday, spent all day Tuesday rehearsing it, and on Wednesday we were ready to go. And we came in and we spent the day shooting that one sequence. So there are times where, you know, I mean, we've choreographed fight scenes the same day that we were performing them. And it was literally a matter of, like, we've got 1 hour with the actors to give them a cool short fight scene. And then there have been times where we have months and months to practice the same fight scene. So we need to kind of be ready for any situation.
And of course, what's running through my mind right now, and if you can tell the story, great. If you can't, I understand. How many of the A-list actors have you popped while you're training for a fight scene? And can you mention any names?
Well, I probably shouldn't mention names. In my 20 years of doing stunts, I have actually made contact one time with an actor, and it was in the middle of a big fight scene, and you know, it was one of the scariest moments of my life, but the actor happens to be one of the nicest human beings on the planet, and literally felt so bad that I felt so bad about what I did. Yeah. He bought me a bottle of sake.
Whoa. Okay, now.
But I've only made contact one time. You know, there's been many, many times where I've been brushed by techniques, but I think that, you know, one of the benefits to having an extensive martial arts background is you never lose the ability to read body movement and read, you know, distancing and how somebody's going to throw a move.
Right.
So usually if an actor is too close while we're performing a fight scene, I can see it and I can make the adjustments around them. One of the things about the stunt world that most people don't understand is that a stunt performer's job is to make the actor look good no matter what. So we always have to make the dance work around the actor. If the actor stays stationary, we need to move our bodies in places to where every one of their techniques will sell for the camera. And if the actor is very aggressive in their techniques and is really moving forward, rather than jamming the actor up, we need to give them space so that they can throw every single move the way they want to throw it. So it doesn't look like they're holding back. It should always look like they are trying to take your head off. You are just giving them the distance so that they don't actually take your head off.
Jeez. And again, this is Chris Brewster. I called him a stunt man. He's in stunt world, but he's also a producer. He's also a director. Joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We have to watch our time here, and I want to make sure I get this in there because there's so many other questions I had for you. I met some incredible people at your location yesterday, The Vault, which is out in Tyrone. Kirsta, met her. She's an aerialist, but she's also training circus artists, Sandoval, people like that. So I want you to, as for the audience, because I brought you on here to not only talk about what you do, but what you do for people who are thinking about getting into this world that you have, and I wanted them to hear your background first and know that when you get out there, these people are serious. And I saw body types of all shapes at The Vault yesterday, but every Saturday, you are open to the public for people who want to come down there for a free level one or level two, as they call it, class. Explain what happens on Saturdays as best you can and that it is open to the public.
Absolutely. Well, you know, our goal at The Vault is to elevate and educate the entire industry. So anybody who is interested in the stunt world, we welcome everybody on Saturdays. We have a free class where we take them through all things that are stunts. We take them through how to sell their punches and kicks. We take them through a little bit of a workout. We show them how to react to moves, how to basically act like you've been punched without actually getting punched. We give them the distancing drills. We teach them weapons stuff from you know, knife techniques to knife disarms to martial arts weaponry. We do a little bit of everything to really show people what the stunt world is all about. I think that there are a lot of people who either want to get into stunts or people who have gotten into the stunt world and just want to learn more. Stunts is one of the very few jobs in the world where if you are not at the top of your game, you could get seriously injured. So we want everybody in the world to have access to top-level stunt training. So at least for our area, we can promise that anybody who wants to level up their stunt training, whether they're a day one stunt performer or whether they've been in the business for 20 years, we've got 25 absolutely elite coaches, and Saturdays are free. We invite everybody to come in and try it all out. We also offer classes throughout the entire week. And I mean, we genuinely have people who have been doing stunts for, you know, one day and they come in and they train with people who have been doing stunts for, you know, 20 years of their life and are already at the top of the game. But everybody pushes everybody, and we do have, we have the classes broken up into skill sets, and then we also have classes where we mingle everybody together, because sometimes you could be super, super advanced at martial arts and not advanced at high falls. So when we do high falls, we'll bring everyone together and we kind of find every person's level, so we are able to push people at the level that they are at. But yeah, so I, you know,
Chris, I didn't mean to cut you off, but we give everybody the information or where they can find this information and sign up or do what they need to do. I'm going to put this on the casting call moving forward, but while we got you here and we really got to split here, where can they find more information about the Saturday class and the other classes that you offer?
Two best ways are either thevaultstunts.com or going on Instagram, checking our social, The Vault Stunts on Instagram. We will always post like our monthly calendar, our schedule of classes, and then all of the upcoming events that we're offering.
Buddy, I can't tell you how excited I am to continue to get to know you and what you do in your world, and we're going to talk about it here. Again, I'm going to put The Vault and what you do and the offers that you have for the things in the industry on our casting call. And again, this is just me trying to dial it up in 2025, but I couldn't have started off better. And Chris, thanks for getting up. You and the family, I'm glad you guys had a wonderful holiday, and I will absolutely be in touch with you.
Sounds great. I'm looking forward to it.
There you go. That is Chris Brewster. Check out everything that's going on at The Vault.